All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, November 20th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had golf tee off earlier this morning. Good luck to all of you playing some golf this weekend. We have Thursday night football showdown between the Bills and the Texans over in the NBA streets. We have a four-game main slate there, and then we have a 12-game hockey main slate as well, and a looks like a single college football showdown. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Do you have a couple questions queued up to get the show going here? And then we do have the Thursday night football slate up in the app. All right. First question today. How can I take a group of players on the same team? Say the injured Grizzlies yesterday. Let's say there are three players that I view as the same guy, value slash projection wise. How do I make a rule of playing only one of the three in any lineup? Good question. So what I would do is go over to the NBA slate for today. All right. And we'll go to a build. All right. So what I would do is I would go to rules. I would go to add new rule. I would do group manual. I would say use no more than one. And then I would put the three players in here, right? So I'm just going to use Atlanta, for example. I'm going to grab these three guys with the little people icon, click save. And then now my group says use no more than one of these players, right? And then you could just save it and go from there. So that's how you would do it. I also do think that, you know, don't be afraid if you think that these players are like kind of similar, right? Maybe to like adjust projections, you know? Maybe I think that Krejci and Luke Kennard are really similar, right? But here, Kennard is like a much better point per dollar play. Both these guys are like 0% owned. This might not be like a great example, but maybe you can move their values, you know, closer together where the builder is basically getting the same point per dollar benefit of playing either one of these players. This is probably a better idea for players in a similar salary range, right? Just because sometimes, right, if you look at like top projected players aren't always, like the highest value. You know, you look at Maxi here, right? He's 4.59. Jalen Johnson's 4.61. But they just bring a lot of raw points with them, you know? So it's like, I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe I thought that Edgecombe and Maxi were kind of the same. And I notice that Edgecombe is a 5.21 value and Maxi is a 4.59. You know, I would not bring Maxi up to a 5.21 value because that's just like an insane benefit for a player who's already projected really highly. This would work better, you know, maybe if you thought like Edgecombe and Grimes were really similar, right? Like, hey, you know, Edgecombe and Grimes, I think they're really similar. I want to put their values a little bit closer together. That way I get them kind of at an equal rate, right? I think that would like make more sense. And that's probably like the best example so far from like Atlanta and Philly that we've seen here. But that's how you do it. So just adding some additional food for thought. All right, next question. If I want to get more or less of a player, is it more beneficial to adjust their exposures to get a min or max, or is it better to adjust their projection up or down? Then once I've taken my stands and made my adjustments, does it make more sense to rebuild a lineup pool or just apply the new settings? Okay, good question. So I'll tell you how I think about this. If you think a player is going to do better or worse, you should adjust projections, right? Hey, I think Maxey is probably going to score 50 points, right? Okay, well, adjust his projection, right? Or I think he's going to do worse. Maybe I drop it down to 45, something like that, right? I have an opinion about their performance, more or less, where I think it's going to end up. That's where my mind's kind of at, right? The opposite would be like, hey, I think Maxey's a really good play, and I want to make sure I have more of him maybe than the field, right? You're thinking about it more from like how many of your lineups have this player in them. I think that would be a better reason to adjust exposures rather than the projection, right? Because sometimes there's going to be a player. Maybe I think Paul George is going to do good tonight, right? Well, maybe I boost him up from 21 to 25. You know, the builder's going to analyze this adjustment, and then it's going to determine whether or not he should be in the lineups at that level, right? There are going to be times where if you adjust a projection, maybe you're getting no Paul George. You adjust his projection up. You still get none of him, right? I've told the builder, hey, I think this player is going to perform better than you do. And the builder's like, that's great. He's still not a good play, right? People can find that frustrating. I think that is like basically the point where you need to set an exposure, where you're saying, no, I don't care what you think. I know I want this player in X amount of lineups, right? So like when you're convicted about having them in your lineups, it is better to set exposures. When you have opinions about their performance, I think it is better to adjust the projection and then let SaberSim kind of figure out, well, at this projection, how many lineups does it make sense to have them in now, right? And kind of let it reevaluate and decide what the new best exposure is. I would do these things before the build, especially the projections, okay? If you're going to adjust projections, if you've already built, you should rebuild after adjusting the projections, or you should do your projections up front and then do your build, right? It is okay to build and then adjust exposures because we're building so many lineups, right? If you need 20 and we build you 500, well, you have a lot of optionality. Chances are you're going to be able to find 20, 30, 40% across 20 lineups, right? Which is like 4, 6, 8 lineups out of 500 with that player in it. The only time I think you need to rebuild with exposures is if you're running into error messages in your groups, right? Like you have groups and then they turn yellow saying, hey, we can't meet these exposures, right? That's going to be important or a good time to rebuild. Or if you're sending a lot of exposures, it can be beneficial to do it before the build just because you have so many restrictions that it is the more restrictions you have, the, in my opinion, better it is to give SaberSim that information up front. That way it can work it into your pool to give you more lineups that kind of match the criteria that you're looking for. So those are my thoughts there. Projection, exposure, good question. All right, next question. Easiest way to see pre-lock projected ownership versus the live actual ownership without having to switch back and forth on the my own gear setting for NBA if it matters. Okay, I do not think there is a good way to do that. I think you have to switch back and forth. We can check. There might be one idea here. So let's go to like a new build. So there's obviously the my own column, right? Which is the player ownerships. And then you can change these, right? There is also the flagship MME column. And here it looks like it's flagship MME live own. The problem is that I think there's only one of these. There's flagship MME live. Yeah, and you can't see the other buckets. So you could see one bucket and compare it to the pre-slate. So like right now, my own has the live owners or the pre-slate ownership. And then the flagship MME Live has the actual ownership, right? So this would be one way. You wouldn't be able to do it for other buckets. You know, what if I wanted to look at low stakes MME? This static column is not going to change. And then the other buckets are not available. So in the table, it only shows one. Aside from that, you would have to basically go back and forth between the different buckets. But I can see that being a good feature request. So why don't I note that down? Feature request, static columns. I'm just going to say for all bucket own. Seems like a good idea. And yeah, CJ, absolutely. I think it's a good thing. So I just wrote it down. I'll get that over to our team and put that in the log for review. Man, World Richard, what a huge bust yesterday. Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. All right. Let me jump back to office hours real quick. Cool. So we're caught up at the moment. We do have time for a build demo here. So why don't we build some lineups for the NFL showdown slate for tonight? All right, so I got the showdown pulled up. We are going to build 1,500 lineups. Not really going to make any changes up front other than the two minimum required changes. And I'm going to kick this off. All right, we're just letting these lineups run. And they are just about finished, which is great. All right, so build runs, lineups are loading in the post build. We are going to create a group, say with 20 lineups. And we're going to switch. I'm going to switch over to uniques. I would use portfolio naturally here, but I don't have an entry file uploaded, so I'm just going to use uniques, a little simpler. All right, so I'm in the post build, ran my 1,500 lineup pool, got my group, just say we're building for a 20 max here, using uniques one Saber score. If you use portfolio, it will use Saber score as well, just so you know. Got a couple of aggregate metrics loaded up, projection, Saber score here, so all that's looking good. I come into my table, sorting by exposure. Now it's time to analyze this, right? It's time to make some adjustments, make sure that I'm happy with all the lineups that I'm seeing, and just dial things in. So interesting, positive leverage on Houston. We're kind of taking the underdog stance here with Houston, a dog against Buffalo. We are top two leverages in the captain are Woody Marks and Nico Collins. A little low on Josh Allen. So taking a stand here, looks like ownership-wise, and going with a couple lower owned captains, don't hate it. Move over to the flex. Again, low on Allen. So kind of a risky move, but that is like the nature of showdown. A lot of Texans kicker, a lot of Texans D. This might be like a little too much, you know, even like for my own risk tolerance. Maybe I want to dial this down a little bit, right? And I think portfolio would probably do a better job of this. But here, I think we need to manually intervene a little bit. So I'm going to go like 2x on the kicker. I'm going to go maybe 3x on the defense. So I'm going to drop Fairbairn and Texans down slightly here. We'll see how that affects my exposures. Okay, so still getting a lot of both kickers. Texans D, Josh Allen, negative leverage goes away a little bit, right? We got like a little bit more of him. Jump back to the captain just to see what impact that had. Still pretty similar kind of output here. But at least we're a little bit flatter in the flex. Not so aggressive, right? I think our highest leverage is before we're in the 40s. Now we have 130, and then it drops into the 20s and then kind of goes from there. But I think this is a lot better. I've fine-tuned it a little bit based on some risk management, right? I wanted to be 2x. The kicker instead of 3x, I wanted to be 3x the Texans D instead of 4x, right? Just a little risk management based on your own personal risk tolerance. You know, if this is too little Allen for you, like, hey, it's okay to set a minimum, right? Maybe you're like, hey, you know what? I'd rather just match the field on Allen and pick spots to get leverage elsewhere, right? That's an okay approach. Just remember, you know, the most neutral thing you can do is match your exposure to the player's ownership. That way you're effectively equal there. You're not gaining or losing anything. And then you pick your spots elsewhere, right? So when I did that, still getting some overlap here, Allen Texans. So that would be interesting. A lot of like lineups with both players, but showdown is super weird and weird things can happen. We lost some Collins there. So I think it's like a salary thing, right? The Allen flexes make us lose the Collins captains just based on salary alone. Probably why we're getting so much Woody Marks. He's like a decent projection play. And then his salary is a lot lower. You save $3,000 to $5,000 salary by playing him over Allen, Collins, Cook here. So slate is starting to make a little more sense to me the more we work through this, but we're just tweaking it basically until we're happy, right? Maybe you're like, hey, I don't want to play 3X Texans. I only want to play 2X. Okay, great. You know, change that number to 30 instead of 45 and go from there, right? All this is just personalization at this point. And then once you are satisfied with what you're seeing here, now it would be time to save these and upload them to my contest. But that's just a quick walkthrough, building some lineups for NFL Showdown for tonight. And taking a peek here in office hours and Discord. Looks like we're all caught up. So I'm going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.